Show. Welcome to Hammer Dad.
Dad.
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the PMI offices.
Woo!
I am Tone Diggs. Pat will be joining us shortly. The Canadian sensation. The bearded wonder. Crisp limes. Nuke man himself, Bubba Gumpino. How are you, sir?
Great, Tony. How we doing?
Great. And not online. We don't know where... We can't find Lombardi today.
I got a feeling he'll be here shortly, my friend.
Oh, do you have a feeling?
I know. Lombo will be here.
Lombo will be here. Incredibly shocking Super Bowl yesterday. Incredibly shocking Super Bowl, but if you listen to the show, I'm pretty sure you won a bunch of money.
There was a lot of props that hit.
Did we lose the Chiefs? Sure. But did we win a lot of other ones? Yes.
No touchback. I mean, Tony's inside source on the national anthem.
National anthem over, if depending on where you got it, because the video came out like half an hour. Do we have him?
What'd I tell you? Hey, what'd I tell you?
Michael, you there?
Yeah, I didn't go into that.
Atta baby, Mike.
Oh, that's our fault. That's my fault.
You said goodbye. I you know.
Hey, that's on me, Mike.
That's all right.
Hey, what was your takeaways from yesterday?
You know, I was really and they called me back.
Yeah, we're going to call you back right now. A little technical issues when Michael calls into this show.
Hey, Todd Bowles, what a fucking game plan.
Well, we said it all week long. If the front four from Tampa Bay can get to Mahomes, that's how they're going to do it. And they did. They rushed four all game long. They pressured him 29 fucking times. 29 times, the most ever in the history of the Super Bowl.
He's running for his life all game.
Ran 500 yards before throwing the ball. You back, Mike?
Yeah, I'm back. No echo, so that's good. I was, you know, I felt like everything other than the game, the outcome, I handicapped. My biggest thing was I thought that I gave the Chiefs too much credit. I thought mm-hmm. they would do something to help their tackles. I thought they would run the ball. That's why I like the Hilaire over 26 yards prop,
mm-hmm.
because I thought that they would be forced to run the ball like they were forced to run the ball, but they didn't do it.
Well, Mike, he ran 9 times for 65 yards. I mean, he was getting good yards when they did run it, but that's all they ran.
I know. That's the problem. And they played split high safety in the game. So, you know, they play split coverage, which they were basically, they stuck their tongue out to the Chiefs and said, you got to run it. You got to run it.
Defensively, did they do that in week 12 or whatever when they?
No, they played man. They tried to blitz and they knew it. They saw Hill destroy them. So instead of going back through it again, they just said, fuck it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play quarters. We're going to play split safety coverage. And if they want to run the ball, they'll run the ball.
Did Kansas City come out and do similar things on offense?
They kept trying to make plays down the field.
Which did not work out. He had zero time, Mike.
Zero. But we knew that going in he was not going to have time. We thought he was going to have to run screens, a lot of, you know, the Kelce parlay was a good one because we knew they were going to take Hill away. Like, how do we know this and they don't?
It's wild, Mike. Mike, did you see Mr. McAfee hit an enormous parlay?
No, I did not.
Pat? Oh. Hey.
Sir, tell me.
By the way, great to see you. Great haircut. I think you got a haircut. You look fantastic.
Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Good cut, Mike.
I got 2 weeks on the – I'm doing good. Things are moving along here.
Well, hell of a season by you this year. We mm-hmm. appreciate your contributions to both this show and the live show. We appreciate the hell out of you.
Well, I love being here. It's really been the blessing for me. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, the blessing's ours, okay? Yeah, so I cashed out a plus 5,162 odd parlay with a $500 bet on it. Leonard Fournette to score a touchdown, Gronk anytime scorer, Antonio Brown anytime scorer, and Gronk over his receiving yards or whatever. By midway through the third quarter, I cashed a $25,000 ticket after losing $30,000 because tails didn't hit.
Oh, damn. Well, you know, I mean, I love it. There was a guy at the Borgata this weekend. He was walking around the Borgata and he had $271,000 in $100 bills in a duffel bag. and he wasn't sure what he was going to play. So he shows up to the window, and then he walks away from the window, and he says, I need more time to think about it. About an hour before kickoff, he takes the Bucks in the first quarter plus a half a point. So when Gronk scored with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter, he hit. Now he hits 214, right? Now he made 214. So then he took the next – he took the profit. He took all $400,000-some, and he parlayed it into a double bet. He took Tampa plus seven and a half in the second half.
Oh.
And under 28.
Who was this? Who was this guy?
He walked out of Borgata with $1 million check.
Jesus.
I love that man. I wish I would have done what that guy did. And by the way, did everybody know he was walking around with $217,000 on him? That's probably a problem.
I think he initially, but as Thomas Gable told me, he started to get a lot of friends in the second half.
There was one person who bet $3,000 on the Chiefs not to score a touchdown.
148,000.
No. Yeah, 148,000.
Like, that to me was a waste of time. I mean, like, I still think that's a waste of
time. I mean, hit the guy in the fucking helmet, Mike. Like,
that diving layout pass. That, by the way, they hit that at a whole different game. All of a sudden, it's a whole different game. Instead, they miss that. They normally make it. Bucks go on a runaway. What a fucking win.
Tyreek had a drop or two.
Travis.
Kelsey had a drop. They jumped off sides on the field goal, which gave the Bucks a new set of downs.
Well, a turnover.
Even the first drive, Mahomes missed two guys that were open as well. Like that's the game. Like the Chiefs go up 7-0 early. You know what I mean? That changes everything.
Right. No doubt.
I agree.
Where'd you watch the game? At your house?
Right at the house here. Yeah.
I watched Wayne's Pizza.
I didn't turn. No, my wife made. She made spare ribs, chicken wings. Homemade mac and cheese. What else did we have? It was good. It was sweet potato biscuits.
Ooh.
All homemade. It was all really good.
What a spread, Mike.
We
only had my cousin, the Packer guy, who calls Matt LaFleur Matt LaFuck, Vince LaFleur.
Yeah, a lot of Packers do I guess.
What do you think of their new D coordinator, Mike?
I mean, it's just, to me, it's beyond my own
It's a crime. Why are they allowed to do that stuff? Why didn't the commissioner step in and say, hey, you guys got our MVP. You need to start doing some better decision making.
Yeah, I mean, of all schemes, like, you can't play zone. Like, you have to disrupt the quarterback. Did you watch the Al Davis documentary?
No, but I heard it's awesome.
So he says in there, the quarterback, you got to dominate. You got to fucking dominate. You got to bring fear into the quarterback. And within the first 10 fucking plays, he's going to be on the ground hard. Like, that's what you have to do, right? You can't play soft zone and say, hi, everybody, how are you? Welcome to my party. Like, seriously, like, you can't do that.
Seriously, man.
Is that what the Chiefs did last night, you're saying?
Well, no, I mean, the Chiefs tried every blitz, but Brady picked him up. We talked about it. Brady was really good at diagnosing what he was going to do, got himself in really good protections, only had that one time he got screwed up, had to hold the ball a little longer than he wanted to. But, you know, for the most part, he was really good in that phase.
You and Pat were both spot on with Gronk over. Wasn't even close.
That felt like, you know, and I thought about this as Gronk was just dominating. I was like, why was I so confident? It's because in massive moments, I've learned you rely on your practice. Okay, so, you know, those people that are like feel players or feel something like that, whenever there's a stage that's big enough, at some point it's going to get to, like, at some point you're going to realize, like, oh, this is a big moment, this is a high pressure moment. And in those moments, I've found out that I relied personally, like, okay, what did I practice? Like, my practice was like flat drop, swing hard. Like, okay, you go back to the basics in those biggest moments. Super Bowl, biggest game, Tom was going to go back to his basics. We have a guy who is a Clydesdale who has the nimbility of a ninja and has toilet seats, his hands, as a guy that I know very, very, very well. It was almost too obvious that he was going to get the ball in the Super Bowl whenever you really thought about it.
No doubt. And I mean, the last Super Bowl he played in, his over under, I think, was 4 catches, and he went over that. I think what you just said, Brady would say it this way: I'm only going to throw the ball to somebody I trust. And you knew he trusted Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. You knew he trusted Gronk. Not that he doesn't trust Evans or Godwin or any of those guys, but I think he was going to throw the ball to somebody he trusted.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk had, what, 67, something like that, yards, and there was no one even close. And, well, like, when you look at the box score today, like, they Bucks ran for 150, Gronk had 60, but, like, Evans didn't do anything, Godwin didn't do anything. AB had that touchdown, but, like, their defense was fucking dominant, just absolutely dominant.
I mean, I thought Todd Bowles was the MVP of the game. I mean, look, let's face it. The Chiefs never adjusted. And even Tyreek Hill said after the game, you know, we didn't adjust to what they were doing. They never took the underneath stuff. They never ran the ball. They never changed what they were doing. They kept trying to force the ball down the field as if these two tackles could block somebody.
You know, they started early with Patrick Mahomes outside the pocket, moving him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was controlled, right? Like, okay, we're doing this on purpose. We're trying to keep them off. Pierre Paul, Vita Vea, Ndamukong Suh, Shaq Barrett, all the they did not let up at all. It was Shaq Barrett actually said afterwards, whenever he was talking to Chris Rose, Michael Irvin, and Mooch, he was basically like, there was nothing anybody could do tonight that was going to stop us. Like, he literally, they had that feeling that was like, now granted, they had favorable matchups with the tackles being hurt, but the mindset of that defense was, we are going to win this game, which is awesome.
Right, and I think that where I made a mistake was, you know, in football, it's as old as the hills, right? If you're not good in the offense or defensive lines or a quarterback, mm-hmm. you can't win a championship. And I excused the Chiefs for being bad in the offensive line because Mahomes had been so good as a deodorant to cover them up for so long. And this game, he couldn't be that deodorant. He couldn't cover them up.
What happens going forward, Mike?
Well, I think they got to draft offensive linemen. I think they got to repair their offensive line. They'll lose Sammy Watkins. They're going to give up some things in the skill. Look, they dressed Le'Veon Bell yesterday, and he didn't even play a snap in the game.
Huh.
That's a shame. Shady McCoy, two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Back-to-back Super Bowls with no touches for Shady McCoy.
I still got two rings.
I mean, it's,
and 15,000.
He got a ring in this one. He didn't dress either.
So what else? We won the under.
Bingo.
No touchback.
Bingo.
Brady to be sacked first, we talked about.
Yep.
That was a winner. I had the first score to be the Chiefs field goal plus 400.
That a boy.
My baby Tom.
Neither team to score opening drive touchdown, hit that one. Points scored in the first 6 minutes, no.
Last play of the game, kneel down.
Plus 200, right?
You had didn't you have Matthew to have an interception and that?
Yes, I was heavily plus 400. I was fucking jumping for joy.
Oh, that was such a moment in the office. We're talking about Gumpy celebrating, just jumping, yelling, screaming, and then flagged down. Oh no! Oh no! Everybody started saying.
I got kicked in the teeth yesterday.
I came out exactly even.
I lost $2,000.
I mean, I lost on the game, but I won pretty much every. The only prop I was wrong on was Mahomes going over his passing total. But all the other props I liked, even the punter prop where he didn't touch back, you know, that one, that was maybe nervous too because he had that one punt at the 50. I mean, I wanted, even though the game didn't go the way I thought they would go for it anytime they were in Chief territory. But they were trying to kill the lead, and of course Hardeman did exactly what he always does. He caught the ball inside the 10.
Six. So, I think he caught it at the 6 or the 7.
Huh?
I think he caught it like the 6 or the 7.
Yep, they caught it at the 7, right.
Pat, did you have an issue with any of the – oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say before it gets too far past. Pat said I lost a couple grand. You might be the only human being on Earth to lose $30,000 on the coin toss, but to be able to only lose a couple grand on the night.
I appreciate that. I felt very good about that. A lot of people were talking about, of course you hit a 20. Of course, whenever. That could have been a $55,000 night last night, let alone the no touchback. It would have been like a $58,000 night last night. But instead, stupid heads wins the coin toss and I lose 30 grand.
Go ahead, Gumpy. Sorry.
Oh, did you have an issue with any of the penalties in the game, Mike?
You know, look, here's what I said. I wrote a column about that Ward was going to be a target in the game. I wrote it in The Athletic. He's had 12 pass interference calls, mm-hmm. 10 accepted. They were going to go after him, and of course he got one. But I think that the Chiefs have held all year long, and I think if you're John Gruden or if you're Anthony Lynn or if you're Vic Fangio or any team that plays the Chiefs twice a year, and you saw that call on Ward over there with Mike Evans, you say, like, they did that to us, and they never called it.
That's
like, it was inconsistent. I thought that the pass interferences were bad. I didn't think they were really legitimate calls. But, you know, that's the game. Look, I don't think the Chiefs were going to win that game, but, you know, that was the problem.
That's the thing, is the consistency. Like, you watch what happened to that Packers-Bucks game, and it was let the boys play. And then you come out in the Super Bowl, and it's like that. You know what I mean?
Biggest game.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody said they'll probably let the boys play. Like, everybody mm-hmm. assumed that because it's Super Bowl. It's not about the refs, but there was a lot of flags. Mm-hmm. A lot of flags in the Super Bowl.
Mike, I have a question for you. Say you're – and I don't know how much you dealt with this in New England – people wanting to come play with Tom for lesser contracts, veterans looking for a ring. How does Jason Light handle that?
Well, I think you got to be judicious in terms of you got to take care of the players that took care of you first before you bring somebody else in, right? You got to reward the guys that rewarded you. And you also have to be disciplined in that. And I think there lies the issue. You know, when you win six Super Bowls, somebody's going to get pissed off because you got to make choices. And, you know, you're going to have to settle on some things. But the Bucks have – they're in a good cap space. I mean, they're going to have to sign some players back. But they're good. I think you just got to understand the essence of what matters most. I mean, the one thing about the Bucks over the last 5-6 weeks of the season, their offensive line didn't get a lot of credit, but they played really well. And I think they were the difference in the game. I mean, the Chiefs' offensive line, if Mahomes had the Chiefs' offensive line, he might have thrown for 400.
Yeah, Wirfs turned out to be an incredible draft pick.
Yep, no doubt. He played really well. And, you know, that's what the Chiefs got to do. They have to repair their offensive line through the draft, through hitting on some of these guys, because the guys they put out there are just not of the quality they need. And they got to know if they protect Mahomes, they'll get back to that game every year.
Mike, won't they just get back to normal on the offensive line when Assemble is going to be back from injury? Duvernay-Tardif is going to be back from the pandemic, hopefully.
Service.
Fisher is going to be back.
You know, they're all older guys, and yeah. You worry about, can they hold up? You know, can Fisher come back? Can he play it? Schwartz, can he come back? Once guys start to get injured, Pat can talk about this. Then it becomes a spiral downhill. It's hard to go from a lot of injuries to no injuries.
So yeah, but then there's also those some guys out there that somehow are able to rehab and get right back. You know, it's such an interesting thing. For offensive linemen, I think it's a lot difficult because of the wear and tear that goes there. But you'll see some guys get injuries, and then it's like, oh, they're done for. They're going to get another one. Then there's some guys that figure out a way to get back and that whole thing. Vinatieri told us, by the way, that he's potentially coming back next year.
Is he really?
He told me that yesterday on the Super Bowl mm-hmm. countdown to kickoff show we did. He basically was like, you know, I wasn't at – now I'm kind of feeling a little bit better, you know, that whole thing. He's 48 right now. He said, I might come back when I'm 50 and just play some.
He really – that would be absolutely –
he's the best, dude. Were you ever on the same – was he was before you in New England?
Well, I mean, he was before I got there. But, you know, Belichick is a huge aficionado of kickers. And, you know, he's often said that he's one of the best kickers he's ever been around in his life. Uh-huh. You know, and if you said to Bill, what was one of the biggest mistakes he's ever made in terms of decision was when he had Robbie Gould and Vinatieri there at the same time. Hmm. And he had to cut Gould.
Yeah, also whenever Vinny was around way back with Parcells, I think there was a bar that was there. Vinatieri comes in out of the World League, beats him for his job, didn't start out great. Parcells backed him, then he makes it. Then Robbie Gould. There's a bunch of kickers that came through the Adam Vinatieri training camp leg academy that have gone on to have great success. But Robbie Gould, it seems like that dude never misses at this point.
No.
Mike, before we get you out of here today, you like any NBA or NCAA tonight?
You know, it was funny. On my show today, there was so much this is the NBA is kind of weird today, right? So, and it's weird. Like the Chicago Bulls have 96% of the money today, mm-hmm. right? And the Wizards have 4%, and the line opened at 2.5, and it's kind of just at 4.5, right? So, and then the Golden State Warriors mm-hmm. have 12%, and the line is not moving towards the San Antonio Spurs. There's these discrepancies in these betting lines. And now in the NBA with no football, I think a lot of the sharp bettors, people that make a living betting games, are focusing on these. So what you always want to do is try to find a game where you have a low ticket count, high cash. Like I'll give you an example. Like San Antonio, they have 39% of the tickets, 88% of the money.
So what's that mean?
And how many tickets are in the game?
That that there's 1,100 tickets, okay. 1,134. So what that means is, Pat, all the sharp money, all the heavy dollars are on San Antonio.
That means I'm going to be on San Antonio.
Sharp. What do you think? What do you think about the Ohio State Maryland line moving, Mike? It's down to Ohio State minus 2.5.
I like Maryland tonight.
Do you? And then Oklahoma State is now getting 6.5 at Kansas, and I like that Cade Cunningham, man. They beat Texas in a double overtime game on Saturday.
Are you making your official picks right now?
Kansas 2-4 the last six games. Well, they got routed by West Virginia. You know, they got routed by West Virginia. But you know, this is not Dorothy's Kansas. I think
this is our new segment called "Spend Pat's Money."
Yeah, I mean, we're just throwing picks out here in a sport that I do not follow.
So who do you like tonight, NBA, Mike?
I would take the Spurs tonight. Okay, I'm going to take the Spurs tonight. I don't trust the Wizards because they're so and Westbrook's not playing. But I trust the Spurs in that game, so I'll go there.
Gumpy and I both seems like we both like Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Is that correct, Gumpy?
Yeah, plus 6.5. I love that number.
I liked Ohio State just because I think they're hot right now, but Mike likes Maryland, so we'll probably stay away from that one.
Oklahoma State's at plus 5.5 right now.
Yeah, I still like it.
Gumpy, what else you got?
Grambling plus 1.5 at Alcorn State.
Okay. I'm not on that one.
Hold on. Plus 1.5 Grambling you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lafayette, money line. At home versus Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
UNC Greensboro plus 4.5 at Furman.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Webb minus.
Hold on. You're saying, remember, numerous complaints. People that are trying to do what I'm trying to do right now while listening along, and you can't get to them all on the app fast enough, so you miss a gem in there. UNC Greensboro.
Yeah, plus 4.5 at Furman.
It's plus 3.5 now, but I'll just
still good.
I'm also on the Gardner Webb minus 4.5 versus USC Upstate. USC Upstate stinks.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gumpy.
Sorry. I apologize for that.
No worries. Long Island minus 4 versus St. Francis.
You don't like St. Francis?
You don't like Jesus Christ?
Is that
like
St. Francis, New York or St. Francis, PA?
That's Brooklyn.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to Plum, too, for the great call on the next, please.
Sources, Mike. Sources. We had that information about 2-3 hours before that video came out.
Shout out to Italian and Plum.
So if you had time to go get a National Anthem bet in, you're welcome. Anything else?
That's all I got tonight, Paul.
I just hit a pretty large part away.
Did you already submit it?
Yep. You had more?
Yeah, I was going to add SMU minus 6.5 at ECU.
Fuck.
Unless Gumpy disagrees.
You don't like the Pirates?
I don't. I kind of like BYU plus 10.5 against the Zags, but that could backfire heavy.
A lot of people are on that, actually.
Zags on the road, they're one of the best teams, obviously, in the nation. But
yep.
And then in the NBA, like the Suns minus 6.5 against the Cavs. Cavs are a little bit of a cold streak. Suns at home. And then OKC plus 10.5 against the Lakers. OKC's been great on the road, and the Lakers have not been good at home.
And Anthony Davis isn't playing tonight.
Yeah, he's been banged up for a bit, it feels like, Mike.
Last time he didn't play, I believe they had to go down to the wire against Detroit, I believe, Mike.
Detroit beat him.
Yeah, or they lost to Detroit. Well said. Hey, Mike, appreciate everything this season.
Thanks, guys, it's my pleasure this year.
Thank you, Paizan.
Call anytime.
Have a good one, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
What was this geolocation shit they just said?
What did they say?
I tried to put another parlay. They said the geolocation has weighed out.
Time dot.
Geolocation expired. What's that mean? I got to go back in?
Yeah. Nick, you got any NHL tonight?
Oh, Foxy's got NBA picks as well.
Foxy's got an NBA?
Foxy.
So we're going to fade these, right? Fade Foxy?
Yeah, listen, you do what you may. That guy does watch the NBA.
Fade Foxy. Okay. Foxy, what do you got, dude?
Does feel like a lot of people are going to fade you, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to start giving out a pick per night, I think, on this show, because a lot of people seem to want my picks, probably because they want to ride with me. It makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And I looked, before the show started, I actually looked at the NBA action, and I sat there, and I'm like, oh, I love the Warriors plus 1.5. And it just so happened Lombardi laid out what all the Stooges did like me, and they go, oh, wow, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, plus 1.5 against the Spurs. The Spurs stink. Yeah, got to take them. That's why all the bets are on them. Uh-huh. But all the smart money or sharp money, whatever you guys say, is on the Spurs and Lombardi's on the Spurs. So this seems like a perfect pick for me. That's why I got the Warriors plus 1.5.
I love it. Fox. I love it.
Hey, Foxy's hot, by the way. Remember, heads.
He did.
Big
so head. Yesterday. Oh, okay. Foxy's, of course. Of course. Of course.
Fucking motion.
Jesus.
Nick, did you rebound last week?
I did. 5-2 on Sunday.
Whoa, Nicky Skates.
So, you know, we're not just bleeding out of our ass in our head and everywhere all over the ice anymore.
Aren't people saying that?
I'm saying that.
I'm the one saying it happens, pal.
Will you please give picks so Pat can put a parlay in?
Yeah. All right. We get 6 games
tonight.
Hold
on. Do you want me to add Foxy's bet into your parlay?
No. Why would I want that? Why would you want that?
Foxy's bet will stand alone then.
A standalone winner.
That stands alone.
Good song.
Thank you. Who is that? The Rock, right?
As in Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's that movie?
Oh, The Rock.
Scorpion King or something. He stood alone.
Your brain is a magical
the
place.
The Rundown? You sure it wasn't The Rundown?
Oh, classic.
That's a good song.
Good movie.
That was a very good movie.
All right, we're going to start with the Hurricanes, Carolina, taking on the Blue Jackets. We're taking Carolina at -135 and the over at 5.5.
Okay.
The total's gone over in 4 of Carolina's last 5. It's gone over in 5 of Columbus's last 6 at home. And these two just played yesterday, and they scored 11 total.
Wow. Jeez.
How are they on back-to-backs? Any idea?
Probably pretty tired. Probably some suspect goaltending going on.
Nice.
Let's fill the net.
Goalie could be taking some amino energies, though, before the game, be all jacked up.
Legs might be a bit wobbly.
No, or they might be jittery, you know what I mean?
What about some cement in the fucking defender skates?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, what about the fucking centers, pal?
Playing two-way.
You don't think there's potentially some cement in the sticky mitts?
No, they fucking prepared.
Boys are tired. They've been skating around the pond all day.
They're athletes. They're skilled players.
Where are goalies?
Fucking buffoons.
Especially that one we got in Pittsburgh.
Well said.
Sick.
Let's go with the Rangers against the Islanders. The Rangers and the under at 5.5. Total's gone under in 9 of the Islanders' last 12. The Rangers 6-1 against the spread in the last 7. The total's gone under in 5 of the Rangers' last 6.
Hey, battle in New York here, huh? Battle of the Burrows.
Yeah, the Islanders are playing pretty terribly, too. Of course, they did beat Pittsburgh, but...
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, the Rosen one just got signed with the Niners.
Did he? They turned down Tom. They said yes to Josh Rosen.
Go ahead, Nick.
All right, here, Edmonton is a -180 favorite over Ottawa. Ottawa stinks. If you want, you can go Edmonton puck line at -1.5. That's +142 right now. I'm just going to take Edmonton straight up because Ottawa's playing a little bit better lately. They had that big upset over Montreal. That kind of fucked some people over the weekend.
-180, huh? You're taking that? What a hero.
Yeah. The total's gone over in 6 of Edmonton's last 7 and 4 in Ottawa's last 5 games when playing at home against Edmonton. Listen, this isn't football, all right? The odds work a little bit differently.
Okay,
here.
I know. I need to learn as well, all right? And I did put it as...
I mean, take the puck line.
I put it as part of the parlay, -180. I got -138, -180, -116 on my parlay right now.
You have parlay insurance.
I mean, if you're taking it as the parlay, definitely use the money line as Pat did. But if you're going single game...
Yeah, if you're going single game, there's a good call. Take the puck line at 1.5.
Nick is a parlay and a tease guy.
The Coilers.
I just don't like telling people to take parlays because then it's like,
you told me to take these. Will get into trouble if you tell people to take
parlay
parlays.
Them however you want.
People fuck. Coming after you.
Oh, you can't do that.
Fuck them, dude.
You can't do that.
Fuck them, dude.
What the over in that one, there's going to be a lot of goals. Mike Smith and Matt Murray, they can't stop a beach ball.
Who's Matt Murray playing for?
Ottawa.
He's on the worst team in...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's arguably the worst goalie in the league right now on the worst team. Wow.
What happened to that guy? We got a bad guy. They got a bad guy. He gets a bad guy. What happened?
It's all bad, Pat.
Bring Fleury home, dude.
Bring Fleury.
They're not giving him up.
Bring him home.
Bring the Flyer back to Pittsburgh.
I believe Vegas paid a young guy and he's not working out, huh, Nick? Is that true?
No, Robin Leonard, he's actually playing pretty well.
Yeah, he's a stud.
The Vegas Golden Knights don't have any actual fans anyway, so bring Flyer back to Pittsburgh.
On to Toronto. I am going to tell you to take the Toronto puck line at 1.5, and that's +120.
Against the knuckleheads.
Against the Canucks.
Is Canucks slander for Canadian?
Not really.
I did see an article. Someone was upset about it.
Stupid Canuck.
Because of the whaling industry. Because of the whaling industry.
What I said there, not good.
That would be... No, it's just... It's a, not like derogatory. It's whatever. You're a Canuck. That's what people call Canadians.
Is it like a hick or is it just like an actual... Just a Canadian in general?
Yeah, you're just a Canuck.
I can tell you this, Pat. Someone's going to be pissed.
Well, yeah. Well, it sounds like it's like...
pretty much everything.
Sounds like it's kind of hayseed Canada. Is Canuck.
Oh, that would be the senators.
Whoa. No. I'm not saying
that's the capital.
I'm just saying shit on Ottawa, dude.
I'm just talking about the Canucks name. Is that one that's going to be called into question at some point?
It was the Canucks logo that came into question. People don't like the orca.
Yeah, because of the whaling industry.
Yes.
So Canuck means you guys go kill whales?
No, but that's just what the
Greenpeace save the whales.
Yeah.
Bro, save the whales. But why are you guys doing it up in Canada? You guys just are known for killing whales?
I told you, I had all went sideways once I left. Yeah, I'm not there anymore.
Need it for the oil and the whale blubber. Stay warm in the
And water. By the way, earlier I said the Vegas Golden Knights have no actual fans.
Oh, boy.
Ty didn't even budge.
Nah. Didn't even.
No, didn't even budge. He's sitting out there. He's like, yeah, you're right. Fuck him.
It's on the dope again.
He is probably on the dope.
On the dope.
Him and Browner.
That's the problem. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, I thought so. I made a bird call earlier to see if there was any Golden Knights fans.
I yelled. You said bring flour home. I said, I don't think so, but I'm trying to edit the podcast right now.
Oh, you're working.
I would have sprinted it. Flour ain't going anywhere. Listen, I'm sorry you guys got a bag of shit in goal. I mean, like I heard you said, you know, cement in the fucking mitts, but flour ain't going anywhere.
Flour was delivering season tickets to people's houses amidst COVID. What a guy.
What?
He was taking season tickets to people's houses amidst COVID.
And that's why we got him.
Hell of a guy.
He knows it takes all of us.
What a fan you are, by the way, the Golden
Knights. I love Golden Knights. I looked up the other day. I saw, hey, we're 5-1. We're playing some pretty good puck right now. Believe it or not, it is tough to find a Golden Knights stream around here. You know, it's tough. But, yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good. I do have a futures bet on them to win the Stanley Cup. So, I mean, shit, we'll see. Flyer looks good. Flyer looks good so far.
You've been there since day one, too, with them.
I have.
Yes.
Since the inception.
How about the Iowa Hawks? How are they?
They stink. They keep choking. It's the same Hawks team is everywhere. Fucking sell now on the Hawks. I hate to say it, but sell now if you got them.
You can't bet on Iowa anymore at this point. Plus, to Indiana outright is 4.5-point favorites yesterday.
Hey, Archie Miller, by the way.
Arch.
Indiana's got a decent squad, actually.
4 years into this thing.
Yeah.
It's the team he's built.
WVU, very good as well.
Yeah, that's what we do over there, by the way. Very different team. Not Press Virginia, by the way. Got a bunch of studs. Hugs running a different offense. So we're betting on the Canucks.
Yeah, then you want to take Tampa?
No, you're on the Leafs.
You're on the Leafs.
Oh, we moved. Yeah, okay. We took Toronto puck line, 1.5.
Canucks 2-7 on the road.
Then we're jumping to Tampa in the over.
Okay. They're going to be fired up after the boys won yesterday.
Yeah, Tampa. They played each other twice last week in both games. Both teams combined for 7 goals.
Okay.
Oh, so that means probably if.
What do you think they're going to tighten up?
No, they got the over 5.5 right now. I like taking
five and
Tampa's
a half. 5.5. Both these teams 5-4 to the over. Their past 9.
It's a low total though.
That's why we're on it.
You see a 5.5
with the Lightning. They scored 5 goals on the Red Wings in 5 minutes.
They're still in the league.
Red Wings stink. By the way, they don't have any fans either. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then last one, Arizona and St. Louis over 5.5 at +105. They just played 3 straight against each other. In 2 out of 3 games, they combined for 7 goals.
What'd you say, St. Louis?
I'm
in Arizona over.
You could take St. Louis as the home favorite, but I'm just taking the over.
St. Louis 1-6 at home this year.
So you're saying they're playing each other for the 4th time in a row?
Yeah.
This is +2,631 here.
No, St. Louis has won 3 of those.
Whoa.
Sorry, 2 of those.
It's tough to beat the team.
Oh, 2 of the games against the Coyotes?
Yeah. 2 out of 3.
How good do you feel about this, Nick? Pretty good?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
You just won $25K, didn't you? What do you got to lose?
$25K.
Uh-huh.
You're right. It's a long offseason, though.
Yeah.
A lot of betting on shit I don't fully know. Let's roll the dice.
Yeah, but then you can just blame me and Gumpy and Diggs.
Uh-huh.
You, for sure. I mean, because...
I see no winners on my... Or no losers on my shit.
Oh, here we go. Well, throw it in the trash.
Well, fuck.
We're gonna have quite a night.
Holy shit!
We got fucking hockey, college basketball.
I just went over.
NBA.
God damn it. Well, we'll be back.
What else can you bet on? Is that it?
Footy right now still.
Golf.
Soccer.
Golf. Golf is great. I'm gonna
golf is good.
Once NFL's you get done, great odds. I love getting back into golf.
Brooks Koepka, we all should have known Michelob Ultra is gonna have a big Sunday.
He'd miss four cuts right before that. Brookie cookie though. He's back. Yeah, we'll do some golf. I think we might do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
What's that, bud? Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
That feels right.
Spread it out. Get more games in.
Lombardi.
Great question. I think that's between you two.
You would favor Lombardi's appearance still? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Lombo is still an asset.
Definitely an asset, right? He knows more about basketball.
Oh, yeah.
He's a goddamn wizard.
Well, I bet on the Wizards because of him tonight. So.
And life advice.
Yeah, he's been there, done that with just about everything.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Let's hope Nick gets hot on the hockey, though, huh? That'd be nice, Nick.
Nick?
I hear you, man. I hear you. That was a big hole to climb out of. We're still working our way out of it.
That's hockey talk. Are we coming back with AQ Shipley?
I don't know if he's coming on this week, but hopefully.
Might have to.
Probably have to.
He might
have
still hung probably over.
Put the bottle down. Right.
The booze bag.
Mitt, you got any picks back there? Yes. You're hot.
I was on the Wizards and the Lakers over. They can't stop anything right now. AD's out, so taking that. And I had one more NBA pick, but it's probably not going to hit. I don't know. I forgot.
What were you going to do, dude? What's the one you're afraid to give out?
No, I actually, seriously, I just can't think of it. It was another over.
Well, maybe put the bong down.
Don't.
Bro, stop with the bong, maybe.
Don't make him hurt his brain, Tone. Jeez. Don't push the kid.
So, Mitt, you're on the Wiz?
Yeah, I'm on the Wizards and then the Lakers over.
And one you can't remember.
Yeah.
That'd be a Mitt.
Parlay is plus 264 of those two. You feel good about it?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I really like the Wizards. I think the Bulls stink, and they're kind of due for a win, even though they can't win shit.
The Bulls don't have any fans either.
No.
No. Ever since MJ left, fans went with them.
Did you hear Zito go, whoa? We're just rather sawing down every fan base possible. Foxy's the only one I think that made zero sounds whenever I said Red Wings don't even have any fans.
Well, I was working, Pat.
I was working.
All right, we'll be back Wednesday with more picks. Deep dive into all those sports now. I'd love that once the NFL's done, you need like four or five sports just to try to fill the void, and it still doesn't come close.
Are you going to take the people's picks at all? Like, are you going to do like hashtag Hammer Don Heat?
Yes. Yes.
We should start analyzing other people's picks.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Pick of the night from the people.
Yeah.
Hammer Don Heat.
Hashtag.
What, Mitt?
I will fade that every single time.
Whoa. What are you, bad guy?
I guarantee I would make a lot of money on that one.
What do you say?
I make a lot of money on that one.
I'll clean up, but smoke it all.
Hey, I went 8-1 the last nine. The only thing I missed on the playoffs since divisional round was Chad Henne couldn't cover 10.
Let's go, Mitt.
That boy, Mitt. Baby, Mitt.
Is that good, dude?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
That's Hammer Down Heat, dude.
Hammer Down Heaters.
Mitt's picks will be back Wednesday. Hammer
Down.